better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Why are we here? Are we here because of a phone call? Or are we here before this great body because since the president was sworn into office, there was a desire to see him removed?
Now, that's the answer right there.
They're not here to steal one election. They're here to steal two elections. They want to remove President Trump from the ballot. They don't have the guts to say it directly, but that's exactly what they're here to do.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I am struck by what we have heard from the president's counsel so far tonight. They insist that the president has done nothing wrong, but they refuse to allow the evidence and hear from the witnesses, and they lie. And lie, and lie, and lie.
The only one who should be embarrassed, Mr. Nadler, is you, for the way you've addressed this body.
I think it is appropriate at this point for me to admonish both the House managers and the President's counsel in equal terms. I do think those addressing the Senate should remember where they are.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
When the founders wrote the impeachment clause, they had precisely this type of misconduct in mind. It is the trifecta of constitutional misconduct justifying impeachment.
I'll give you a trifecta. The president was denied the right to cross-examine witnesses. The president was denied the right to access evidence. And the president was denied the right to have counsel present at hearings. That's a trifecta.
Unchained and unstoppable.
Well, I don't know. I'd sort of love to sit right in the front row and stare at their corrupt faces. I watched the lies from Adam Schiff. He'll stand, he'll look at a microphone, and he'll talk like he's so aggrieved. Gerald Nadler is a sleazebag. These two guys, these are major sleazebags.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moonbats beware. It's Howie Carr.
The word of the day is sleazebag. Say the magic word and the duck comes down. As Groucho Marx used to say at the start of his quiz show, sleazebags. But they are. They are. Did you see this latest thing with Adam Schiff? It's just unbelievable. And this was broken by an alt-left website, Politico. They busted him. He made up more crap about Ukraine. He added to the hoax. He Mr. Sleazebag number one, Schiff, sent Sleazebag number two, Nadler, a letter saying that Lev Parnas, another sleazebag, had sent emails to Giuliani talking about meeting with Mr. Z. And he said it was Mr. Z, was Zelensky, the president of Ukraine. But then it turns out it wasn't. So it was more fake news it was falsehoods in the opening arguments that they
were
making. The motions that they were making yesterday in the Senate was all false. I mean, do you know what happens in a courtroom when some lawyer on one side makes a simple error? I mean, I can't even think about what it would be like. I've never been a spectator at a trial where they were making stuff up. I mean, but I know when someone makes a mistake, the opposing counsel will rise in fury, and as he should or she should, and say to the judge, "What the hell is going on, Your Honor? That's not true. That fact is not only not in evidence, that is a falsehood."
Can I try?
Yes.
"I object." That's what they say. "Objection, Your Honor."
"Your Honor, my brother has made a preposterously false statement, and I ask respectfully that the jurors be instructed to totally disregard it, and I think that my brother," that's what they always call their opposing counsel, their brothers.
Oh, I didn't know what you were doing with that.
I hate that crap.
I thought your brother was involved.
No, that's what they say. "That my brother should be castigated," I don't know, I can't come up with the word immediately, "castigated or should be reprimanded, that's it, should be reprimanded for making such a false statement." I thought about making that the poll question, saying, did Schiff, when he made that false statement about Mr. Z, as it was referred to, was he just incompetent and couldn't figure out who they were talking about, or was he lying again? Like when he made up the statement about the transcript between President Trump and Zelensky. But it could have been both.
Yeah, maybe it was just a parody.
It was a botched joke. A botched joke. And there's an amazing story today by Paul Sperry in Real Clear Politics. He's done a lot of really good investigative work on the this hoax, on all of these hoaxes, but this one especially, the Ukraine hoax. And this guy he really lays out the case, the connections between the whistleblower Chia Morella and this guy named Sean Misko. They were bosom buddies, very close friends. And before Michael Flynn got fired as the national security advisor at the White House, he had an all-hands-on-deck meeting, and these guys were laughing at the meeting. This was in the White House. This was like in January of 2017. And they were talking about how they were going to take down Donald Trump. These guys, I mean, these are pajama boys with goatees. Who live in their mom's basements, prep school boys, and they're wicked tough guys. They're wicked tough guys. They love to drink Brandy Alexanders after work. 844-500-4242. Stricken from the record, says Kathy. Yes, that's right. Your Honor, I ask that my brother's remarks be stricken from the record, and that the jury be instructed to disregard them. But, how the hell does Schiff get away with this? He reportedly, allegedly, was a former federal prosecutor, a United States assistant U.S. an assistant U.S. attorney in his prior career before he became a deranged hack. I mean, how could he do this over and over again? I mean, it's got to be deliberate. He's just making crap up. Do you know what they just did now? And I don't blame you. I don't blame anybody who's not watching. I'm not watching it. But he just played again this afternoon in their beginning of their 24 hours of opening arguments. Again, I can't, that's just beyond my comprehension how they can talk for 24 hours on a conversation that took, 15, 20 minutes, and nothing happened in the conversation. It's like calling your spouse. What do you need at the grocery store? You know, on your way home, and then they're prosecuting you for it, and the opening argument is 24 hours long. I mean, think about it. That's what it's like. There's nothing in that transcript. Trump said it again today. He said, "Why doesn't it?" When he was in Davos, he said, "Why have they stopped talking about the transcript?" You know why? Because there's nothing in the transcript. Nobody's saying the transcript was doctored. Even the Russian colonel, the Soviet-born partisan Democrat, naturalized citizen Vindman, who apparently tipped off the whistleblower with the goatee to what happened. I mean, he's even said there's nothing in the transcript. But anyway, what Schiff does today is he brings back that joke from the 2016 campaign. It's over 3 years old now, where Trump's at a rally, and the rally's on national TV, and Trump says, "Hey, if the Russians got those Hillary Clinton emails, why don't you send them over?" And everybody in the audience is cracking up, and Trump is cracking up, and the people behind him are chuckling and guffawing. And they are again pushing that as evidence of a conspiracy. And incidentally, what does that have to do with Ukraine? That was Russia.
That was my question.
I mean, this is like greatest hits. But this is like, you go to the greatest hits. You go to the show at the Kravis Center here in West Palm, you know, where they bring in all the oldies acts like the Temptations and the Platters and something like that. And so you go to the show, and all of a sudden they start playing Frank Sinatra's greatest hits. And you say, wait a second. I came here to see the Platters. I'm not into Frank Sinatra.
I wouldn't be mad either way.
but I'm just telling you, they're playing. It's a bait and switch operation here. Which scandal are we talking about?
But how long until they say we need Trump's personal finances and things that literally have nothing to do with Ukraine? That's what's going to be next.
Well, that's just it. I mean, so you have these guys, and again, talk about the bait and switch. We have overwhelming evidence. Overwhelming evidence that crimes were committed here, that these are impeachable offenses. High crimes, misdemeanors, treason, bribery, none of which we cited in the articles of impeachment, but all of them happened. So then they say they have the overwhelming evidence. You know, guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. And then when you get to the precipice, the beginning of the trial, it's time for quote-unquote opening arguments. They say, wait a second, we don't have enough evidence. Well, I thought you had overwhelming evidence. What happened to it? Good Lord. 844-500-4242. Someone says the cretins at the press conference in Davos really take the cake for smug bleep bleeps. I don't know. They were just, I didn't even pay attention to them. I was just too busy being amused this morning at whatever it was, 7 o'clock in the morning, watching Trump keep referring to Nadler and Schiff as sleazebags. I mean, it was just too amusing. 844-500-4242. What a joke this whole thing is. Jay from Chelsea, how would you like to be a guy in jail who was sent there by prosecutor Schiff? I'm wondering, Jay. I know he went to Harvard Law School, so he has the academic credentials to be a top flight prosecutor. But I mean, I'm wondering. Mueller had a great Ivy League education too, and he botched all the cases he was involved in. From the Hell's Angels in the late 1970s in Oakland, all the way up to the FBI guys being framed, all the way up to the Russian collusion investigation. I would like to know some of the cases that Adam Schiff prosecuted. That is a good question. I do not know the answer to that. I've never seen any writing about that.
Howie, you know what I always say about Harvard guys?
What do you say, Grace?
I always say, you can always tell a Harvard guy, but you can't tell him much. That's my saying. It's my go-to.
Where'd you pick that one up? You must have picked that one up from somebody who used to live in Harvard Square.
No, I'm just an old soul.
844-500-4242. Has Harvard offered Greta a scholarship yet? I'm waiting for Harvard to offer Nicholas Sandman a scholarship. I think he should get it. I'll bet Nicholas Sandman did better on his SATs than David Hogg did. I would bet anything on that. But something tells me Nicholas Sandman is not gonna be in Pennypacker Hall next year. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr. You can trust him. He's not like the others.
This is Karen from Billerica, Massachusetts.
This is Adrian in Swanton, Vermont.
This is Miss Susan up in Warner, New Hampshire. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Simply Safe Home Security is like getting commercial-grade, enterprise-level security, but for your own home. It's only 50 cents a day, no contracts. Get free shipping on your order, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee at simplysafehowie.com. simplysafehowie.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will Tulsi Gabbard get any money out of Hillary Clinton?
I wish she would, but I don't think she's going to. I think that the highest she ever was in the polls was in October or whenever it was last year when Hillary called her a Russian asset. And people just remembered, if Hillary hates her, she's got to be good. I don't like all of her positions, but if Hillary hates her this much, I like her. So I think she's just trying to get ready for the Iowa caucuses in the New Hampshire primary by bringing this lawsuit. No, I don't think she's going to get any money.
82% think she won't see a dime.
Yeah.
I don't think she will either, because they're both public figures, so everything's kind of fair game. Hillary can basically say whatever she wants about Tulsi. And don't forget, Tulsi came right back at her. She called her the warmonger queen.
Yeah, but that's true. I mean, she was responding. I mean, the statement was made with reckless disregard for the truth and malice aforethought. But again, she is a public figure. I agree.
It's hard to prove, right?
Times v. Sullivan. That's the key Supreme Court case.
If Tulsi was a private figure, she would definitely get some money.
Yeah, a Russian asset. How are they? I mean, she's been in the Army Reserve for years and years. I think she's a major in the Army Reserves. But hey, you know, Carter Page, he went to the U.S. Naval Academy. He was a commissioned officer in the U.S. Navy for a number of years, and they painted him as a Russian agent. The FBI, the crooked FBI, even after the CIA told him that he was a CIA asset. They don't care.
That's the funny thing about Democrats. They can't decide if we're all dumb rednecks or we're all secret Russian spies.
Or both. It just depends on how they feel, you know, because there's no pushback. I mean, it's pretty shocking that Politico would break the story on Adam Schiff's latest lies. I guess it's what Rush used to call a random act of journalism, you know. But I'm happy that it was done. 844-500-4242. Oh man, this is just let's take some calls here. Just let people talk about this. This is so okay. Go ahead, Sheldon. You're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Sheldon.
Hey Howie, how are you?
Good.
I'm really frustrated with the whole thing that the Democrats want this to be a trial. My question to you is, Schiff continues to perjure himself. Everything coming out of his mouth is a lie. Can he be indicted for these lies?
No. That's the thing. They keep. I mean, I don't even know if he made that lie in court. You know, lying about who this call was to. I mean, he could be censured or reprimanded by the judge, or they could take it before the Bar Association or something like that. But as they keep saying, this is not a court of law. So you don't have, you know, that's the thing. You don't have a right to confront your accuser. The Sixth Amendment. You have a right to confront your accuser. But they're trying to protect this whistleblower because the whistleblower has perjured himself. That's in this Paul Sperry story. I tweeted it out, a link to it. It's in Powerline blog, but they took the whole story. This guy lied. The whistleblower lied under oath. And then he got busted. But I think the New York Times, another left-wing publication, and he amended his testimony to get away from he was looking at 5 years in the clink. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
One of the texters said that one of the network radio newscasts last night was saying, there are still questions about the veracity of the transcript of the call last July between the president of the United States and the president of Ukraine. Well, not according to Venman. I mean, Venman is their star witness, right? The Soviet-born lieutenant colonel, the partisan Democrat who was reprimanded by his CO, his commanding officer, for making disparaging remarks about Americans in front of Russians.
What I do know is that even he said that the transcript was correct. And if anybody reads the transcripts, I had two calls with the president of Ukraine, who, by the way, said there was no pressure whatsoever. There was no anything. They probably think they probably can't even understand what's going on with this guy.
Yeah, you know, I have no doubt that the texter is correct. I mean, it's some deep state snowflake in D.C. is making crap up again, or you know, maybe they didn't even listen to the hearings. I know the hearing, as they weren't the hearings in front of Schiff's committee were not quite as boring as what's going on now. They were very boring. They were very boring, but they weren't quite as bad because then there was like at least like a 1 in 1,000 chance that something was going to come up. Now you know there's nothing. So I don't. But you know they just make it up. They just make it. You know the other thing is, it's like why would the Russians want Trump when they'd already done business with the Clintons and they knew how corrupt the Clintons were? They'd already bribed the Clintons, flat out bribed them, whether it was the cash to Bill Clinton to make the quote-unquote speeches in Moscow or whether it was all the contributions, the charitable contributions to the Clinton Foundation, a racket, a protection racket, after Hillary signed off on giving 20% of the U.S. uranium supply to the Russians. I mean, why would they want to bring in a person that they didn't know? The devil you know is always better than the devil you didn't know. That's an old cliche, but it's true. It's true. So that's the thing. And why would the Ukrainians have this great affection for Obama and think that they were being shaken down by Trump when he gave them military weapons to fight the Russians with? He pointed that out again today. I mean, it was a very good press conference that he had today, I thought. Cut 16.
The president of Ukraine, he's been great, I have to tell you. And his foreign minister's been great. They constantly say there was no pressure. They don't even know what we're doing. They think it's crazy. So they got the money. In fact, they got it very early. President Obama gave them nothing. He gave them pillows and sheets and things like that, and I gave them tank busters. Now, it's a disgraceful hoax.
Exactly. I mean, they even admitted it yesterday in their motions. This guy Jason Crow, I think he's from Colorado. He's one of the quote unquote managers, and so he actually mentioned that Obama didn't give them the weapons they needed when they were being invaded.
It's not exactly what Jason Crow was saying, and that's probably my fault for titling it that way. But he was trying to make the point that Ukraine didn't get the aid that they were asking for, when in fact he proved that Obama didn't give them the aid they were asking for.
Well, anyway, here it is. Let's play the cut. Cut 13.
I remember what it feels like to not have the equipment you need when you need it. Real people's lives are at stake. That's why this matters. We need this information so we can ensure that this never happens again.
Like what happened with Obama. Is
that what
he means?
Eventually, this will all come out. We will have answers to these questions. The question now is whether we'll have them in time, and who here will be on the right side of history.
Well, I'm pretty sure that you will not be on the right side of history, Mr. Crow. I think you'll be eating crow. Maybe you're drowning your sorrows in a vat of old crow.
Ha, 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 ha.
Jeez. 844-500-4242. My favorite word of the day is sleazebag. Cut 9.
What did you make of the dust-up between White House counsel Pat Cipollone and Gerald Nadler last night, and are you absolutely against John Bolton testifying?
Well, you're asking a lot of questions. First of all, Gerald Nadler, I've known him a long time. He's a sleazebag. Everybody knows that. Pat Cipollone is a high-quality human being. I was very impressed with Pat. He had great emotion yesterday. Pat's a brilliant guy, but I've never seen that emotion. And that's real emotion. That's because he knows this is a hoax.
Okay, so Nadler is a sleazebag. He used to call people stone-cold losers. I prefer sleazebag.
He has an ability to take something that isn't that derogatory and just make it even richer, though. Somehow when he says it, sleazebag, you're like, I should use that more in my everyday life.
Yeah. And so he obviously thought the same thing, because pretty soon he was talking about Adam Schiff, cut 15.
And by the way, I think they've done a really good job. And I think the other side has so lied. I watched the lies from Adam Schiff. He'll stand, he'll look at a microphone, and he'll talk like he's so aggrieved. These two guys, these are major sleazebags.
Oh, boy. Okay. And then somebody said, would you like to go to the trial yourself? And I thought that was a decent question, too. I mean, they were fishing for this. They were fishing for exactly the answer they got. Cut 14.
Will you show up at your trial any day?
I'd love to go. Wouldn't that be great?
So
wouldn't that be beautiful?
Go?
I don't know. I'd sort of love to sit right in the front row and stare in their corrupt faces. I'd love to do it.
So why not?
I don't know. Don't keep talking, because you may convince me to do it.
They're corrupt faces. I love that. 844-500-4242. 808 says, Obama sent them anti-tank blankets. 844-500-4242. So I guess some moonbat just texted in and said, so you're bored by facts and evidence? Nothing happened. This is like the Russian collusion hoax. We give the Pulitzer Prize to the Washington Post and the New York Times for their deeply reported story. Deeply reported what? Nothing happened. It's all made up.
But Howie, I think, based off my interactions with different people, that Republicans are following this a lot closer than Democrats. And so Democrats mm-hmm. will just throw out, like the caller we had yesterday.
The last caller.
They'll just throw out something and say, well, what about Ukraine? But they don't really know what's happening. And then meanwhile, I get loads of emails every day, different articles, different, you know, explanations. So Trump's base is following this, and they know that this is a complete sham. Whereas the other side, I think, they're just using this as more reason to hate Trump.
They're hoping for the best, I think.
Yeah.
You know, that they're hoping that, it's like they're down. I mean, I'm not saying the election is over or anything like that, but this thing is over. I mean, it's like 49-0 with the 2-minute warning in the fourth quarter, right? And they're not paying any attention, but somehow maybe we'll get a touchdown.
They've got no Tom Brady's on their team either.
They haven't got a Jamarcus Russell on their team, from what I can see. They've got nobody. They've got Bupkis. Let's see here, Christopher. You're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Christopher.
Howie, the problem is not just with people like Schiff. It's all the bureaucrats in Fairfax County, Montgomery County,
right.
Washington, D.C.
I agree. I agree. They're reluctant to indict Comey and Brennan and all the rest, and McCabe and all the rest of these people, because they're going to get deep state jurors who aren't going to convict. You know,
something really has to change, because I think that Trump wins 2020 fine, but in 2024. Something needs to be done about these people. I've got strong connections to Utah and Salt Lake City, for example. The last 10 to 20 years, the amount of people that they've pulled into federal offices there who are clearly, you know, to the left in politics, it's just transforming the country. And I think that across America, across many other places as well, if you don't do something about these politicized bureaucrats, James Clapper wasn't put in jail for perjury. All these people over years and
Brennan,
years, and years
Brennan's another
been
one.
Warned and warned.
Comey, McCabe, they're all perjurers. It's clear, right? And it wasn't like they you know perjured themselves in some grand jury proceedings. They went up in front of Congress and lied through their teeth on national television, and they're walking free. You're right. I mean, what does that tell the rest of us, Christopher, who aren't the deep state bureaucrats? When we're being held to a higher standard than these so-called public servants who have lived high off the hog their entire lives.
Well, I met a State Department employee in Krakow in Poland when I went to university there, and he was talking about the fact that he wished that Rand Paul had died when his neighbor attacked him. These are the people filling these government roles, many of them 40-50% are avowedly leftist, and then there's probably another 40% who are moderately left. And until you start getting a good representation of normal people, even Republicans, in those government offices, I can promise you in 10 or 15 years, we're going to have another scandal where someone like Trump is unfairly targeted in a complete witch hunt scam.
Yeah, I'll give you an example of the double standard. This is another example. I mean, people are saying, why didn't Trump get rid of people like Chiara Mella and the so-called whistleblower and his bosom buddy there, Sean Misko? And, you know, Trump tried to get rid of some of these people, and they said it was a big scandal that he shouldn't have fired Comey, he shouldn't have fired Sally Yates, the crooked acting attorney general. But so today or yesterday, the fake Indian puts out a new position paper, and she says, when I get into office as president, not that it's going to happen, but when I get into as president, I'm going to get rid of every Trump political appointee. And all the mainstream media, Oh, what a great idea. What a great idea. But when Trump does it, they want to burn down the White House. You know? How dare he fire a patriot like what's her name? The ambassador to Ukraine, the Canadian woman. You know? Or how dare he say something bad about the Soviet-born lieutenant colonel who's trying to bring him down? You know, I'm tired. It's just the press is out of control as well. But I understand what you're saying, Christopher. I don't know what you do, though. I don't know how you turn that around. You know, one thing they wanted to do, they've talked about doing, is just scattering all these agencies around the country, like putting the Department of Agriculture out somewhere in the Midwest. And of course, they don't want to leave. They're very happy to be inside the Beltway along with their fellow millionaire, pencil-pushing, paper-shuffling bureaucrats. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
He didn't come here to be made sport of. Howie Carr.
Hi, this is John in the People's Republic of Amherst, Massachusetts.
This is Heather from Litchfield, Maine.
This is Kemp, Wichita, Kansas, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
Well, yesterday you said you accepted Bernie's apology, and now you're attacking him. Why are you doing that?
Go.
Why wasn't his apology enough, Mr. Vice President? Why attack Sanders?
Why? You're getting nervous, man. Just calm down. It's okay. He apologized for saying that I was corrupt. He didn't say anything about whether or not I was telling the truth about Social Security.
By Democrat lights, Bernie was telling the truth about Social Security. You said you wanted to freeze the COLA payments. In Democrat speak, that's a cut. I'm sure you've accused Republicans of doing the same thing, Mr. Vice President. What's going on with CBS News, though? That was a CBS guy who was doing that. And now they've hired Catherine Herridge. She was actually covering the Durham investigation on Friday night's newscast. I mean, Nora O'Donnell's a nut. But, you know, random acts of journalism. Politico, The New York Times, CBS News. What's going on here? 617 says, get that profiles and corruption guy in. He's going to be at 5:30, just about an hour and a half from now. Peter Schweizer is going to be with us. We're going to ask him. There's so much stuff. We could be on with him for an hour, 2 hours. I'm just trying to figure out whether I'm going to stick with Biden or Bernie or Elizabeth Warren. I mean, he's got stuff on everybody. Did you know that Elizabeth Warren was all her daughter, her husband, her son-in-law has taken money from basically the Revolutionary Guards in Iran? Yeah, to make crappy movies. 844-500-4242. Nick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Nick.
Howie, two quick things. That Mr. Z thing, Politico saw the unredacted piece of that document. It was redacted when Schiff was looking at it. Why?
Right.
Because the Mr. Z in that section happens to be Nikola Jolchevsky. And who is he? He just happens to be the founder and the owner of Burisma Holdings. Right?
Right.
And Howie, as I get off now, please ask Peter Schweizer, and if he's listening, please do. Someday's got to write a book about that bum Comey. He is a Forrest Gump of all bad doings, Whitewater, Deputy Attorney General, right, questioning Hillary Clinton. If you read the report,
I think you'd be unfair to Forrest Gump, comparing Forrest Gump to James Comey. I think he's a much more malign character than Forrest Gump ever was.
Yeah, but Forrest Gump was, at such historical events, he was always in the background.
Yeah, what did he say? He tried to blend in with the curtains in the Oval Office. It's kind of hard when you're 6'8", though. You know, I'll ask him about that. One thing I want to get to Schweitzer. I want to ask him, what's the Bulger connection here? And I was Googling it today to see if I could figure it out, so I'd know how to phrase it. But I'm just going to ask him, what is James Bulger? He's not the son of Whitey Bulger. He's the nephew of Whitey Bulger. He's named after the serial killing, coke dealing, bank robbing gangster. But he's his nephew, and he is somehow involved with Hunter S. Biden and Devin Archer and the whole cast of characters. Probably knows the Barnyard Owl, too.
Howie, I think you should ask him, is he scared at all? If I wrote about all of these people, I would genuinely be scared for my safety.
No, you should. Grace was just saying, do you think Tulsi Gabbard is scared? Do you think the owl is scared? The owl is probably scared, too. Jim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, Howie. Couple of quick points. The Dems didn't really seem very concerned when the Obama administration committed actual impeachable offenses.
Right.
Fast and furious. Actually,
right.
Using
the IRS, going after Risen, the New York Times reporter, going after Rosen and his parents, the guy that worked at Fox, now works at Sinclair. I mean, they're throwing filmmakers in jail, like the guy that they blame for Benghazi. They framed him. You know, yeah, I mean, how about killing American citizens in foreign lands with drones? Did they have their civil rights violated? I mean, again, I know they were just anchor babies, but still, they were U.S. citizens, right? Dreamers have all these rights. Apparently, these guys that Obama killed didn't. I'm Howie Carr.